Well, everybody, welcome to episode 261 of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast. As always, it is brought to you by our good friends at Coldwell Banker Mid-America. Their integrity guides their focus to empower people to make the best real estate decisions possible. They pair local ownership and knowledge with the power of an international brand and the most advanced technology to elevate the customer experience and expectations. Their network of resources allows them to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. All right, we're going to talk a lot of girls' soccer today. My first guest is the head coach of the third-ranked Ankeny squad, and he has guided the Hawkettes to a 14-4 record. On Tuesday, his team posted a 3-0 victory over number 6 Waukee in the Class 3A quarterfinals of the state tournament at County Park. He is Simon Brown. Coach, thanks for joining me. How you doing?
Appreciate it, Dan. Thanks for having us again.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win yesterday. You know, considering all of the struggles that the other highly seeded teams, you know, had, you know, you had to be really happy to survive in advance. I mean, that's what it's all about, right?
Yeah, we got out of it healthy. I know we talked a couple of times this year about last season and how we just kept on getting knocks. But yeah, we have everyone's, we're not 100%, but we have everyone available. We got all 21 girls, which is a blessing. So yeah, happy to get into the game on Thursday, get to another semi-final. It's been a couple of years. But just blessed to have everyone healthy and playing games still.
Well, of course, the top 8 teams in Class 3A had all advanced to the state tournament, you know, so none of them had been upset during regional play. And I didn't know if Chalk would continue to hold true to form or not. But, you know, then we had all of that upheaval yesterday, you know, where top-ranked Waukee Northwest got taken into PKs by Ankeny Centennial. And then both number 2 Pleasant Valley and number 4 Linmar both went down to defeat. Now, I wasn't surprised that Valley beat Linmar, but, you know, I do think that Bettendorf's 7-1 victory over Pleasant Valley caught everybody's attention. You know, that was just an eye-opening score, wasn't it?
Yeah, we had the good thing you have when you have a day off is you get to watch the game. So, again, just watched a bit of it this morning to try figure out. Just everything went right for Bettendorf. I think the conditions, the playing on grass really helped their style. But PV's a good team. We're not surprised, too, that the CIML schools won in the games they're supposed to. And then Bettendorf PV, normally when they match up, that's usually a CIML school that wins. So, the Northwest Centennial game was somewhat surprising, but not to us, just because we know that any team in the conference can beat each other on any day. So, the Valley, Linmar, makes sense. You know, so again, we're just, like I said, we're just got to worry about ourselves and worry about Bettendorf, and they're a top team, and we're just happy to get through Waukee. But again, yeah, just focus on Bettendorf now and try to learn what we can, because we haven't played them in 4 years, maybe. I don't know. Yeah. So again, we only know a couple of things about them. So again, just trying to adapt really quickly for the game tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we'll break down Bettendorf here in a little bit because they will be your next opponent. You know, but first let's talk about your game from yesterday. I know you had told me that Waukee was a defensive-minded team, but you felt like your team's regional games against Ames and Dowling Catholic, you know, had prepared you well to face the Warriors. And you'd already beaten them once, 1-0 on April 5th. So were you pretty confident going into the game?
I was, just because of the girls. You know, we have a group of girls that have been here and done it. You know, Emma and Liz specifically have been to state 4 times. Like, they've played in state championships. This is going to be their 3rd semi-final tomorrow. So again, we were kind of leaning on that a little bit, and then looking at the juniors, you know, we have like Mackie and Soph and Cam that were all playing in a semi-final in 2022. So we knew that Waukee didn't have any of that experience. Same, like, their players, coaches too. So again, we knew that there'd be probably a bit of nerves there at the start of the game that would show, and we were just relentless in the first 10 minutes. It was constant corners, throw-ins, free kicks, pressure in their half until we ultimately scored, and then we kind of got into our defensive mind. So we knew that when we scored, we took away their biggest asset, which is keeping games tight, not conceding goals. And then in the second half, they, about 25 minutes ago, they completely changed what they did. They threw players up top to try get a goal, and they just left loads of gaps in the middle. And Emma could have had 4 or 5 goals yesterday, just because she was able to, you know, get behind their back line that they don't usually let teams do, to try chase a game, because it's the last game of the season, and that we are able to catch them out on the counter a couple of times and score a couple of insurance goals at the end. So yeah, like I said, happy to get everybody out of the game healthy, happy to keep a clean sheet some way or the other, and then happy to get a couple of goals at state and get some kids rest. I was talking to Emma when we were walking in here, and just asking how she's feeling. She's like, she feels fine. You know, she were able to get her out for 5-10 minutes each half, which, you know, when we're doing that with our top players, it's just going to hopefully advance and hopefully give us a better chance yesterday or tomorrow to get more out of them.
Well, yeah, you mentioned the early goal there that Cameron Dietz scored. That was about 8 minutes into the game. And I know she told me afterwards that the goal kind of relieved, you know, some of the pressure that she was feeling. And I'm sure the whole team kind of felt that, don't you think?
Yeah, anytime you can go a goal up, we've been class at this all year, scoring goals within the first 5-10 minutes. And against Ames in the first regional playoff, we scored within 70 seconds. And it was kind of just like, boom, okay, right? Like, we know that we don't concede a lot of goals. So if we can score one early, that we're going to be in a lot of games. So, yeah, we changed what we did to try get that early goal because, like I said, we knew that Walkie's tough to break down. We had some great chances in the first 10 minutes, and it was a class strike from Cam, about right on top of the 18 to score, and again, just really settle us down, and then we can get into our groove. And, you know, Walkie, credit to them, they stuck around, they stayed in the game, they created some chances from distance. They're really dangerous. They were really dangerous on free kicks. They have that girl that can lump it 60 yards. So again, you're only ever one kick away from the ball being in their box, and, you know, bad bounce, and they score. And, you know, they had the chance with the PK at the end to make it a tight game and make it interesting, but Claire came up big and made the save. So yeah, well, credit to Waukee. I know they've had a great season. So
and you mentioned the two goals that Emma scored. She scored her first goal in the 69th minute and then later added another one off an assist from Allie that really sealed the deal with about 3 minutes left. And I know when you get into these big-time games, you know, you need your big-time players to step up. And, you know, that's exactly what she did. I mean, what can you say about her performance?
I'm glad she's here now so she can not be humble. But, you know, she's a big part of what we do with everything. And she's been a big part of it for 4 years. You know, she started the game against Valley in 21. Yep, she started a state championship game as a freshman, you know. Not very many kids get to do that, and she's been here all 4 years, and she's been through the tough times. She's been here in 22 when we had a fantastic team, and last year, again, losing to Dowling, and I know a big thing for her is, you know, she's a big team player. She wants what's best for the team, and it's only her and Liz and Tava. They carry a big load with a small group of seniors, and there's a lot of pressure with playing for Ankeny because we're such a big team, and they have to do a lot of work to manage the rest of the team. There's a lot of pressure on these guys, and I thought they've done a fantastic the last couple of years, and just this year specifically, you can see Emma's just taking the pressure off the team, scoring big goals at important times. You know, even looking to the start of the season when we were really down against Ames after losing to DCG, and, you know, the video got 500,000 views, and everyone was laughing at us, whatever, and came out the next day, and Emma scored a hat trick and just took the pressure off the team and scored the goals. And you look at the sub-state game, she scored in both sub-state games. She scored in two goals at state. So if there's anyone that's got a show for an all-state player, it's Emma Gott. Like I said, she's led one of the best teams here for a while, and you know, she's probably put herself in the mix for all tournament teams, scoring those goals against the top opponents. So yeah, I can't say enough about Emma and everything she's done for this program, not just this year, but the last 4 years.
Yeah, I was going back and forth between the two fields, and I missed the final minutes of your game, but I do understand that you guys, you know, did have some anxious moments there at the end. You held a 2-0 lead with about 5 minutes left when your team was called for a foul in the box, and that did lead to a PK. But like you mentioned, Claire came up with a big save there. Now, you know, considering how things have gone for your team in PKs this year, you know, that was just a really big play for Claire and your team, don't you think? Because if you get into another one, maybe that you'll like your chances a little better, huh?
Yeah, no, you want to see her celebrations after. Like, you see the video, we kind of watched it back, and you see it. Like, she sprinted toward the girls when she got it, and normally it's the girls sprinting towards the keeper. But she, like I said, I think she felt responsible for the couple of PKs that we lost because she didn't save one, which is a crazy bit of pressure to put on yourself. But she ran and sprinted out like outside her six, and then Walkie had the ball and was about to cross the ball into the box, and Claire and all the girls were bouncing around, and me and Trevor are screaming at them to get back in goal because right. The ball's coming back in. So yeah, no, it was a class moment for Claire. And I said, she's taken a couple of knocks this year with the PKs, but she's been brilliant. She's conceded two goals in conference. The last goal we conceded was against Valley, and then we had one free kick against Johnson, and just, I can't remember a lot of moments where she's taken a step wrong. And again, she doesn't get enough credit because like our back line gets a lot of the accolades for keeping the clean sheets, but Claire's been a big part of that, and she was brilliant yesterday. Like, those cross into the box, she caught a lot of corners that they had, those free kicks, she punched it when she was supposed to, she made saves when she was supposed to. So yeah, she was massive yesterday at a really important time in the season, in the game.
Well, your team will now play number 7 Bettendorf in Thursday's semifinals at 3:15 p.m. And I know the Bulldogs scored their final 4 goals yesterday in the final 12 minutes. And, you know, you mentioned maybe watching the game this morning. So I'm guessing that maybe PV was, like, pushing people up to try to score a goal, and maybe that exposed themselves a little bit there towards the end?
It was an even game from what I saw. But, yeah, it was 3-1 with 12 minutes to go. And you're right, they scored 4 goals in the last couple of minutes, which might have put, like, a bit of exclamation. Both PV centre backs were out of the game when they scored the last 4, and the keeper was out when they scored the last 2. So it was an even game, but credit to Bettendorf. Not a lot of teams are scoring 7 goals at State, and not a lot of teams are scoring that many goals versus PV. And yeah, they're a beast of a team. They have some unbelievably individual talented players on the team, and they've had a great season. They have big wins. They've beaten Linmar, and they haven't beaten PV. And again, they just seems like a fearless team that just deserve to be in a semi-final.
Well, Carson Bohonic had 2 of the 7 goals for Bettendorf, and she now ranks 4th in the entire state with 43 goals, which means she's averaging better than 2 goals per game. You know, she's accounted for nearly half of the team's goals this season, so it's obviously going to be a big challenge, you know, for your defense to contain her, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, she's got to play against their defense as well. So, again, she's got to go against a team that has kept 11 clean sheets and keeping clean sheets against the best teams in the state throughout the season. So, yeah, we're well up for the challenge. We have some unbelievable players at the back that, you know, have full confidence today. When we get to practice, we'll talk through a couple of things about how we can stop not just Carson but the team from scoring, but also we're banging in goals too. We're scoring goals as well, so we're going to be a massive threat down the far end. Hopefully girls like Emma and the other girls can score a couple of goals, so we can start to get a bit of credit too for the goals that we score. And but yeah, she's Carson specifically is a beast, and we're going to have to be really, really good to, you know, to knock her off her game. But again, we like our chances, and we like the matchup.
Well, yeah, your team has already, you know, shut down a lot of great scorers this year from throughout the CIML. So I don't imagine any of those girls in the back line are going to shy away from that challenge.
No, they won't. And even like the team that we played in the tournament, the champions in Bettendorf, they were the 5A champions in Kansas. They just won a state championship this weekend, and they had a forward going to Old Miz. The center mid was going to Michigan. Like we haven't had a day off all year. Like we haven't played a team where it's just been like, okay, like this is going to be chill. We don't have to coach. And if you look on Bound, we've played the number one schedule in the state of any team, 2A, 3A, 1A. So again, they just know how to turn up ready, and we haven't had a day off through our tough scheduling, through the tough conference, through our tough sub-state bracket, you know, having to play Waukee first game. So again, they're just always on. So hopefully the girls turn up tomorrow, and they look forward to another challenge against a top player and a top team.
We mentioned going to practice and going over some things as far as the keys to the game. I'm sure you feel like if you guys come out and just do the things well that you guys typically do well, that you'd like your chances, right?
Yeah, at some stage, like, we can worry about Bettendorf and whoever else is, but some stage we just have to look after ourselves and what we do. Again, we'll spend some time on our set pieces today and recover, and like the most important thing is having all our girls available, being fresh, being ready for the game tomorrow. We got back last night, they're already ice batting. Like, we were, the girls had food in them and were back home by the time Bettendorf even got to Iowa City. So they have a 2.5-hour bus ride there and back. Like, we have a lot of advantages, intangible advantages going our way that, again, we just have to turn up ourselves and you know, look after our bodies, make sure everybody's fit and healthy. And yeah, Bettendorf's got to worry about us. And that's the same thing I said to the girls yesterday about Waukee, is imagine being in Waukee's locker room now, worrying about having to play Ankeny. So again, sometimes we forget about that we're actually a good team, and you know, it's okay to not be humble and say that, and you know, to put yourself out there to go out and back it up. So,
well, no, you're focused on Bettendorf, but if you guys are able to advance, you would then play Waukee Northwest or Valley in Saturday's championship game at 2:30. And I know the Wolves posted a 1-0 win at Valley on April 9th, but they were pushed to the limit yesterday by Centennial, and they kind of look like a tired team at the end. You know, how do you see that matchup? Did you give the Tigers a chance to win that one?
Yeah, nothing would surprise me. Nothing. I think last year they wasn't Waukee was number one and Valley beat them.
I can't remember.
Yeah, I think they were, like, and this year it was 1-0. Like Centennial, nobody gave them a chance yesterday. I think Centennial was the only team that believed that they could beat Waukee yesterday, and kind of surprised everyone by, you know, they were lucky not to hang on. I saw the goal at the end. It was a big mistake that led to them scoring with 7 minutes to go. You know, if they don't score that goal, maybe they win the game. And I think they've won 4 PK shootouts this year, so they were probably thinking of going to PKs, like it's on our side. So yeah, but Waukee's obviously a good team, but they showed that they're human too, like anyone else. You know, they're not invincible. And same thing with Valley. Like, we went to Valley Stadium last game of the season, And for 60 minutes, Valley didn't have a shot, and we ran out of steam. We had a lot of track kids that were at Council Bluffs today before. So again, not making excuses, but whoever we play, we'll be fine. We'll adapt. But again, we just got to worry about Bettendorf first. And we know that it's going to be a CIML team on the other side. They don't know who they're going to play. So again, we just got to worry about Bettendorf. So hopefully they go to the PKs again and kick the crap out of each other, for lack of a better term, so that we give ourselves a good chance.
Well, of course, you guys are the only team from Iowa that has defeated Northwest, you know, this year, because they've been so dominant. And you mentioned the tough loss to Valley that you had. So do you feel like either matchup would give you like a psychological advantage if you played, you know, one or the other?
Yeah, this is Valley or Northwest. They're going to have to play Ankeny if we beat them. Mm-hmm. And they're going to have to like worry about us, and they're going to have to deal with us. And like I said, I spend a lot of time worrying about the other teams. And like, we just have some great players on our team that we can win on any day, and we saw that. Like, we not only did we come first in conference, we tied it with Northwest, but we beat everybody away. Like I said, we beat Valley away, we lost to Valley away, we had to play them away, beat Northwest away, beat Centennial away, Waukee away. So all those top teams, we had to go on the road, and now it's on a neutral field, and like I said, it's a final, so anything can happen. But yeah, if hopefully we get past Bettendorf, that's our focus right now, and then like I said, we'll see what happens. So again, we just hopefully everybody's fresh and we have everybody available, because I've been saying all year that's the biggest and most important thing, is just have all your bullets available when you're going, that you can actually go out there and do what you need to do.
All right, Simon. Well, hey, thanks a lot for coming in today. I appreciate it, and good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, well, my other guest today is a senior forward for the Hawkettes. She scored a pair of goals in yesterday's win, and she now has 14 goals and 7 assists on the season. She is Emma Gott. Emma, thanks for joining me. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you for having me.
Hey, you bet. Well, congratulations on the win. I know one of your future coaches at St. Cloud State was there to watch the game, and you had a chance to talk to her afterwards. You know, what did she think of your performance and the team's performance?
I've been setting goals with her all year, so she just talked a lot about how I was achieving the goals that I had set earlier with her, and just putting that into the game that we had yesterday. She was very happy with how both Soph and I played. Soph Leffler is also committed to play at St. Cloud as well.
Right.
And then I think it was just really exciting for her to see three of her commits playing against each other. Lainey Havlin from Waukee is also committed there. So I think she was just really happy with how we all played.
Well, you told me after the game that you knew your defense could shut down Waukee, so your confidence level seemed to be pretty high. And I'm guessing after Cam scored that early goal, you know, you probably thought, you know, that was going to be enough, huh?
Yeah, I know. Usually when we get up like 1-0, like what Cam said to you, it kind of just takes all the pressure off of everyone. We're able to just kind of relax and sit back in a little. Obviously, we still have our moments where we can get ahead and go forward with the ball. But like I said to you yesterday, I just have a lot of confidence in our defense. I know Soph is super good on the ball, off the ball, and she kind of leads the back line. And I thought Cam Shai played really well yesterday as well. Soph Kep, Liz Proctor, and Avery Taylor, I thought they all played amazing.
Well, of course, you did score two late goals to seal the win. On the first one, you dribbled in from the left side, you beat a defender, and then you blasted a shot past the keeper. Now, I don't know if that was your best goal this season, but it had to be rank up there pretty high, huh?
Yeah, it might not have looked the prettiest when I was going through the emotions, but it definitely was one of my favorite goals. It's always great to score at state, and it just, there's so many emotions when you're at state. And so getting up 2-0 as well, that kind of just felt like we might have sealed the deal.
Well, then on your second goal, you got a beautiful cross from Allie Mackey, and you just touched it one time, and then the ball went under the goalie's hands. You know, you have to give Allie a lot of credit for that one there, don't you? That was a nice pass.
Yeah, it was amazing. She is super great on and off the ball as well. Mackey's an amazing leader, and I always trust her. I always know that if she's dribbling on the outside, she's going to get it to me no matter what, and that's exactly what happened in yesterday's game.
We've now scored 4 goals in your team's 3 postseason games, and you have 14 goals on the season, which ties you with Allie for the team lead. Now, I know you battled an injury last year, and you were limited to just 10 games, and you had just 2 goals as a junior. So did you ever imagine coming into the season that, you know, you could rack up this many goals?
I actually had a lot of confidence going into the season in myself and my abilities. I worked super hard in the off season during my club season for this high school season. When you battle an injury like that and you're not able to play how you wanted to, or like get the minutes that you wanted to, I knew that it was just going to be super important, especially since I'm a senior, to come in and perform at my best. So I had a lot of confidence in my abilities to be able to be where I'm at today. I didn't necessarily think that I would have 14 goals, but I'm really happy with where I am.
Well, we talked with Coach about the big save that Claire made on the PK. Now, you guys obviously haven't had the best luck in PKs this season, but if you do have to go to a shootout here in one of the next two games, you know, are you confident that your team can prevail?
Yeah, I'm always super confident in my team. I have full trust in them, especially Claire. I think she's worked super hard this year, and just like Simon said earlier, with her getting that PK, I also think that raised her confidence levels a lot, and so I have confidence that she'd be able to save more.
Well, Emma, I know you guys are focused on your game yesterday, but were you aware at all of the chaos that was going on around you? You know, did you know that Yankee Centennial and Waukee Northwest were battling into overtime and then into PKs?
In the first half, I was sitting out for the last, like, 5 minutes of the first half, and I just remember hearing some of the Centennial names come across when they scored, and I think they scored within, like, 1 minute of each other or something right. like that. So I was aware that it was 2-1, but I didn't know that they went into PKs until after the game was done because I was just so focused on what was going on in our game.
Yeah, my timing wasn't very good yesterday because I was over at your game when they scored those two goals, and then I was over there watching their overtime when you scored your two goals, so I missed a lot of the action, but hey, that's the way it goes.
Yep.
What was your reaction when you heard that Bendorf scored 7 goals yesterday?
I was a little shocked, almost in disbelief. I looked over at the scoreboard and I was like, oh, like 7-1, that's crazy, because you just don't see teams scoring 7 goals. And all props to them, that's really good for them because PV is a good team. But I was just a little shocked at it. I know that they have super good players all around too, so I know that Bettendorf could definitely beat PV, but again, 7 goals in a state game is pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked about the matchup against Bettendorf with Coach a little bit, and I know you guys are practicing later this afternoon, so maybe that's when you'll go over your scouting report, but do you know much yet about the Bulldogs?
I actually do not. I haven't played Bettendorf in the 4 years I've played for Ankeny, and I only know one of their players, Carson, mm-hmm. just from club and stuff like that, but I think that's actually kind of good going into a game, like not knowing people or not really understanding how these players play, because we'll go over all of that at practice. So just right now, I don't know much about them, but I'm sure I'll figure that out in the next hour or so.
Well, Carson has obviously put up some incredible numbers, but you obviously have a lot of confidence in your team's defense, and you guys have now posted shutouts in 6 of your last 7 games. You know, do you feel like your defense can stop anybody?
I seriously do. I think we've always been a very defensive-minded team. I think we have a lot of defensive tendencies throughout our, like, every player on our team. I have a lot of trust in our defense, and I think that they can achieve anything that they put their minds to.
Well, I don't know if you guys go head-to-head against your defense in practice very much, but, you know, what makes them so difficult to break down? They're just so well organized, or is it their physicality?
I think that we have good leadership on our back line. We have good leadership all across the field. I think that they communicate super well with each other and that they all are super accepting and open with each other. So if someone says one thing, to just have some constructive criticism with others, they listen to it, they don't take it to offense, and they work super well together. I also think that we split up sometimes into groups during our practices with defense and attacking, and so the defensive players will work with Simon usually, so they also have that going into it, where they have their own little practice to be able to figure out how to do things.
Well, you guys know if you win, then you'll be facing another CIML team in Saturday's championship game, either Waukee Northwest or Valley, and you certainly know both of those teams very well. You know, how do you see that matchup?
I think we can beat anyone. I think everyone in the CIML has beat everyone. It's really open for play and who can win. I think that we're a hardworking team. We have a lot of confidence in ourselves. We play well together, and it's to a point right now that we're in the season where we're all just playing for each other. We don't want to be done playing, and so we'll just keep working to play with each other, and whoever we end up playing, I think that we can beat them.
Well, I know your ultimate goal is to win the championship. You probably don't care which of those teams you beat in the final, do you?
No, not really. I think I would like to play Valley because we lost them our freshman year, so it's kind of like a revenge tour thing. But at the same time, both teams are good, and it just comes down to whoever we play, we can win.
Well, it should be a lot of fun here the next couple days. I'm looking forward to it. Good luck tomorrow and then hopefully on Saturday as well. Emma, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
You bet. All right, you've been listening to the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast, sponsored by Coldwell Banker Mid-America. At Coldwell Banker, you're not one of many clients, you're our most important client. We listen to your needs to develop long-lasting relationships and provide the best services, professional support, and resources in the industry. We are constantly exploring new and innovative ways to elevate your experience and exceed your expectations. Our network of resources allows us to be the number one Coldwell Banker franchise affiliate in Iowa, guiding you home for over 30 years. Well, I want to thank my guests again for coming in today. today. We had Ankeny girls soccer coach Simon Brown and senior forward Emma Gott. I appreciate their time. It's obviously a very busy week for them, and want to wish them good luck in tomorrow's semifinals down there at County Park. It should be a lot of fun. Should be a great matchup against Bettendorf. And come back next week for another edition of the Ankeny Fanatic Weekly Podcast.